This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Have you ever been a mascot?
No. No, well, kind of, I actually. Eighth grade, basketball, I got cut, but they were all my friends. So they were like, well, do you want to do the stats? And I don't know who was using the stats, but I was basically a mascot. I remember the coach yelling at all the players, hey, are you going to talk to Verners? Are you going to play basketball? So I was kind of a mascot of that team. I just sat at the end of the bench and talked to guys and bothered the team.
Team manager, you know?
Well, now that sounds even worse. I like statistician.
Look, if you've been keeping stats on the Royals, which I know you do because you keep score during the game, the offense, Vern, at this point, there's no real defending it. When it comes to, like, is there any part of you that think there's just, like, a bad luck element of it? Power will come around.
Thank you, Vern.
We stop with the offense? Yeah, the offense stinks, but let's start using names. Vinny stinks in big situations this season. Salvi stinks in big situations this season. Jonathan India has disappointed. Bobby is still one of the five best baseball players this season when you look at WAR and all of those analytics. But this team banks on Bobby Witt Jr. being an MVP, and right now he's just an all-star. Dive into the names that we're talking about. Yes, Michael Massey and MJ Melendez have disappointed. Those are two guys that this team was hoping would rebound this year. Mikel Garcia has. But the rest of them, it's John Rave, it's Nick Lofton, it's Kyle Isbell, Drew Waters, Freddie Fermin, Mark Canna, Dyrone Blanco. What in the hell are you expecting from those guys? Vinny,
singles.
Salvi, Bobby, India. Pick it up, or this team is going to stink offensively all season long. I mean, Vinny's hitting the ball well in September, fine. Vinny is hitting third on this team and expected to drive in 100 runs. There are 169 qualified hitters in Major League Baseball. Not one of them have come to the plate, have more at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Not one hitter has more than Salvi and Vinny. They're number one in Major League Baseball with at-bats with runners in scoring position. They rank 140th and 150th, respectively, with OPS with runners in scoring position. They were top 15 last year.
That's the whole offense. Iron asked him to be a six-run offense, Vern. You're just saying be league average like you were last year.
And they were only league average, and I'm glad you brought that up. They were only league average because Salvi, Bobby, and Vinny were three of the 15 best hitters in clutch situations in all of Major League Baseball last year. To expect them to do that again is ridiculous. But to expect two of them to be bad, I'm not expecting them to be historic, Herculean like they were last year, but they got to be better than this. And then still, the offense will be lucky to get back to where it was last year of league average. You're going to need a trade acquisition, Michael Massey to maybe show up, Jack Caglione. You need some outside help to get back to league average, but you need Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby to get you out of the basement. It starts with them.
So whether we're talking baseball or football, any sport, typically I'm always saying it's on the players to figure it out. And you know, people want to blame others in the organization, but typically it's on the players. Where are you at, though, just in your confidence, I guess, though, with just development and hitting within the organization right now? You're mentioning some guys at the top of the order that have been with the organization for quite right. some time. And obviously Salvador Perez, nobody's questioning the development of him. I'm talking about, you mentioned a few names, you know, some of them are not top level prospects, but they've been through the organization. There's guys like MJ Melendez, who was one of the top prospects, who obviously did not develop as a hitter in the way you would like to see. On pitching, we're all feeling very good about their development of pitching now in the organization and reasons to believe in it. Kind of the opposite feeling, though, on hitting. And where are you at with whether it's Alex Zumwalt, where those within the organization on the hitting side?
Yeah, to me, it doesn't have much to do with coaching. But again, I'm never one that's pointing a finger at the coaching. Brian Sweeney's done an outstanding job, but the changes that he's helped implement with Chris Bubich, Bubich wanted to implement those changes before Brian Sweeney got here. He just didn't have a coaching staff that believed in him, that would encourage him to go down that route. So I've learned, I've been wrong. You know, pitching coaches, hitting coaches, yes, they do matter. But Bubich had that inside of him regardless of the pitching coach. It was there. He needed someone to unlock it. So to say that Alex Zumwalt is the issue, well, there's two other hitting coaches on this team, and that's why so many teams have so many pitching and hitting coaches, because there are so many different type of players and personalities that you might not vibe with this guy, you might not vibe with that guy, but me and Keone, me and Joe Dillon, we get along pretty well. I know Zumwalt has a great relationship with the Bobbies and the Masseys and that whole core, so I can't imagine inside that clubhouse they'd be all that pleased with any sort of a change with Zumi, with Dylan, with Keone. But again, I go back to the names in this lineup. You know, there are, with all due respect, they're big leaguers. But, you know, whatever. It's a bunch of Punch and Judys. You know, we got a bunch of singles hitters. Yeah. Who are you expecting power from? Hunter Renfroe gone. MJ Melendez gone. Michael Massey not showing up. And then those same three that we talk about that I talked about moments ago, Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby. But no, I mean, when we talk about hitting development, you know, MJ made those swing changes this offseason. Michael made swing changes this offseason. One worked, one didn't. Rave's here, Lofton's here, Isbell's having a career year offensively. Drew Waters is back. Freddie Fermin's getting it done. To me, there are more success stories with this hitting department at the big league level in 2025 than there are disappointments. Because when I look at Bobby, who's still awesome, I can't say that that's a negative reflection of the hitting department. Vinny is a natural and has been for years. It's on him to get out of it. So, no, to me, outside of MJ Melendez there and Michael Massey, sure, there isn't a name that I'm pointing to and saying, wow, I am endlessly disappointed in your offensive production. It's MJ, it's Massey, and then everyone else. It's squarely on them.
Let's look at the starting pitcher for tonight, though. Noah Cameron, my thing like a week ago was, hey, I love what he's doing. Don't have any complaints about the level he's doing. I'll have a hard time buying into pitchers who don't get strikeouts in the big league level, not running into problems eventually. And then he goes out and he strikes out a bunch in his last start, Vern. He's now made three starts. He's got a 0.93 ERA. He's got his hands full on the other side tonight with Hunter Green, who's one of the better young pitchers in baseball. So kind of where are your expectations for Noah Cameron the rest of the way? Can this continue? All of that stuff.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous that all the pressure's on his shoulders tonight to go out there and lead them to victory. And I think we all kind of feel that way going into the game going, all right, Noah, lead us. You've shown us that you're capable of it. Nobody in this lineup showing us that we can believe in them. So, yeah, here we go. Your fourth big league start. Go carve through that Cincinnati lineup. Yeah, I mean, I go back to spring training, and every conversation I would have with Noah or about Noah with someone else, they would always liken his ability to Chris Bubich, and I was always struck by his, you know, professionalism. He's 25, but you talk to him, that's a grown, you know, that's a veteran, that's a man. You watch him, he has a man's body, a man's poise out there on the mound. You know, I say all that, and you know, Noah Cameron might be on his way back to Omaha by this time next week, because when Seth Lugo likely returns on Saturday, and you know, Cole Reagans returns maybe a week from now, maybe he goes out on a rehab assignment. Noah Cameron's going back to Omaha.
That's crazy.
That's the plan right now. But if you're a Royals fan and that upsets you, well, the best plan of action is go buy a Royals flag, and whenever Michael Lorenzen is pitching, go to the games and wave it and cheer on Michael Lorenzen, because the better he pitches, the more likely another team could come calling. Because you don't want to move Lorenzen to the bullpen this early into the season. You'd like to flip him, open up a spot in that rotation, and Noah Cameron could take over that spot. That's ideal. Hopefully an injury. Hopefully Lugo does return, Reagans does return, and this Royals organization is faced with that quandary. But you can never have too much pitching, and to have someone the caliber of Noah Cameron down in Omaha is, well, it's the reason why this team still sits two games above 500.
Vern, when you look at the AAA, since we're talking about them anyway, Jack Caglione, I think we've all admitted, I think you did earlier this week on Fesco and Dusty, that the timeline obviously has changed from the original thought. What are you thinking? Like mid-June? Kind of what's your feeling on when you think Jack Caglione could get up at the earliest at this point?
Well, the defensive concerns are out the window. I mean, there's still a concern, but the offense is so impotent right now. You'll take anything. And you know, that's going to be strange, right? Having the bat of Jack Caglione in right field, but then you're in a one-run game late, and you're likely going to have to replace him defensively and take that bat out of the lineup. You know, last night going 0-for-5, I hate to say it's a good thing, but
yeah,
boy, the Royals were getting close to being in a spot where they had to put Jack in the big leagues just so his flaws could be exposed. Just so he could take another level, just so he could take another step, I should say, in his baseball career. Because, you know, week one in Salt Lake City, the challenge wasn't what you would hope it to be as a Royals fan, certainly as a Royals executive, because, you know, you dive into the numbers, he is chasing way too much. He's just so strong and huge that he can swing outside the zone, make contact, and scorch it up the middle. That eventually will be exposed. Maybe it has to be exposed in the big leagues. Now, the problem there is if that happens and he doesn't respond well, then he's going to make his way back down to Omaha to work on what he finally learned at the big league level. But to your question of a timeline, I said yesterday on Fesco, if he rattles off another 5 home run week, I'll be on the air next week saying call him up.
Right.
But if he doesn't look challenged over the next 2 weeks, you know, 3 weeks stay in AAA might be enough. But we'll see. Again, 0-for-5 last night, swinging through those changeups down in the dirt. That's likely going to be the biggest test for the slugger. And you know, you would like for that test to present itself in Omaha, but you're also kind of shocked that the dude's so immensely talented and strong that the first real battle he has in his baseball career is in the big leagues.
Are we at the point, though, now, at minimum, let's say there was an injury in this Royals lineup where he's the next guy up, though, now, right? And assuming it's not like a shortstop
catcher.
Or catcher.
There? You know, did you hear Jersh this morning trying to think of who he even has on his team right now?
They've made a few changes the last couple of weeks, man. They've been doing
Look
a lot
at
of micro
pitching
moves.
Staff.
I mean, like,
right
obviously,
now,
if Vinny had to go on the IL, Jack Caglione easily gets called up at this point, right? Or no?
Yeah, I don't. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you're still trying to go to the postseason,
yeah.
right? The goal is still October, and Jack Caglione has the most power in the organization. Yeah, an injury happens today. They would look really foolish if they didn't
right.
counter by calling up Jack, no doubt.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, is on deck. Show comes your way later on tonight as well. Appreciate it, Vern, and we'll let you know on the mascot stuff down the road, you know?
Hey, if you need a statistician,
people on the text line think you are actually the Pasquatch at times.
No comment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.